This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, if you think for 1 second that Rudy Giuliani didn't know what he was talking about last night on Sean Hannity, I got another thing for you. We're going to fill you in on all of that this Thursday morning as I am live on the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke, your host. Chris X is on an aeroplane heading to Alabama to hit some baseballs. He's old and he likes to play with his balls, I guess, as I would say, his bat and his balls. But we'll go there. Hey, if you want to be part of the program this morning, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is wide open. 202-866-7466. I'm with Sexual Chocolate, Ron Phillips. He's flying the mothership this morning. Do not be afraid. He will push all of the right buttons, we hope. He normally does. But I'm going to tell you right now, right off the top of the program, we have major storms getting ready to roll through the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So if you lose us, that is why. we might be without power at some time this morning. I mean, these are huge storms rolling up from the southwest coming into the DFW area. They're supposed to hit around 10 to 10:30 central time, so that's in about an hour, hour and a half. We might get through the storm. We may not. We don't know. And speaking of storms, Stormy Daniels is back in the news. Davis. Stormy Daniels is back in the news. Mayor Rudy Giuliani, now on the Trump legal team, was on Sean Hannity's show last night. Holy cow, did a lot of stuff happen there. We got musical chairs back in the Trump legal team. Ty Cobb is out, and it looks like Emmett Flood is in. We're going to get to that. President Trump threatens to use presidential powers to intervene in a rigged system. We're going to get to that. We got some more stroke page text. We find out that some are missing. Facebook, social media, back in the news once again. And, you know, you're listening on or you're watching on the Conservative Cartel Facebook page, the Liberty Eagle Facebook page, Twitter, at the Cartel 2016. We're on YouTube. We're everywhere. Plus, we're all over this fantastic country on the USA Radio Network on your terrestrial dial. So thank you for listening there. We got illegal immigration court cases backed up. We've got Hillary Clinton in the news. And, of course, we have CNN. So, you know, I've got a lot to cover this morning. But before I do all that, it is Thursday. This is the last day that you can go to theconservativecartel.com and sign up as a VIP, a cartel VIP, to win this Diamondback Firearms AR-15. You have to do it today by midnight. We are going to put the random number generator into effect tomorrow morning, and we are going to pick someone. Well, the random generator is going to pick someone to win that gun. There you go. You have until midnight tonight. Get over to theconservativecartel.com. Sign up as a VIP. You can go buy hats. I mean, fantastic hat that I'm wearing. This black one's got cartel on the back. We got window decals. We're working on merchandise, T-shirts. I mean, we got all kinds of things working. So you're going to want to get over to theconservativecartel.com right after the show and get all of that done. Now, look, last night, and I'm sure most of you have seen it, I mean, social media is on fire with it this morning. And it's amazing to me that more people don't understand what actually is going on here. So in a wide-ranging interview on Fox News' Hannity last night, Rudy Giuliani told host Sean Hannity that President Donald Trump reimbursed his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, the $130,000 that Cohen paid to adult film actress Stormy Daniels days before the 2016 election in exchange for her silence about a sexual encounter with Trump in 2006. Now, I want you to think about something for a second, because Social media is a buzz. Everybody's like, oh my God, Rudy Giuliani's got diarrhea of the mile. Shut that guy up. Oh, he's senile. He's got Parkinson's. He's got Alzheimer's. He's got something. Just get him off the camera. Look, I'm only going to say this once. If you think for one second that Rudy Giuliani didn't first talk to Donald Trump before he gave this wide-ranging interview on Hannity, you're crazy. For what? I'm just going to say it now. And it's funny because the left has taken this, hook, line, and sinker. They swallowed this sucker right down to their gills. You can't even get that hook out with pliers right now. It's so far down. It might be in their anus that far down. I'm just telling you. You ever caught a fish where that sucker swallowed that hook and you can't pull it out, so you just have to cut your line? That fish is dead. Yeah, that's the left right now. They're just dead. They don't care. They don't want the truth. They don't care if it is the truth. They just know, oh, Rudy Giuliani just said Trump paid for that. Not kidding. Now, Trump, as always, took to Twitter. Now, I'm going to tell you, kind of a funny little deal here, because normally, now we know, Sexual Chocolate, producer Ron and I know, that there is a gentleman that handles the Trump Twitter account. He does. It's all he does. It's his only job, I think, is to tweet out all the things that Donald Trump tells him while he's on the crapper every morning, right? Donald Trump goes in, takes his morning, deal, and then he tells his guy outside the door, hey, guy, hey, Twitter guy, let's put this, let's put that. Well, I'm going to read to you the tweets, and I'm not going to do it in Donald Trump's voice like Chris does because I'm terrible at it, but I'm going to read the tweets to you, and you're going to notice the difference right away of what the tone of these tweets are. Because the first tweet says, Mr. Cohen, an attorney, received a monthly retainer, not from the campaign, and having nothing to do with the campaign, from what he entered into, through reimbursement, a private contract between two parties known as a non-disclosure agreement, or NDA. Now, if you're not familiar with a non-disclosure agreement, businesses, lawyers, celebrities sign this all the time. A non-disclosure agreement says that when you meet with another entity, you're going to talk about very sensitive stuff. That's what lawyers do. They talk about very sensitive stuff, right? Stormy Daniels was under a non-disclosure agreement not to talk about this stuff. She did. The left came after Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, because they thought they were going to flip Cohen and get all kinds of information out of him, right? I'm painting the picture for you here. So Rudy Giuliani goes on to Sean Hannity and says, wait. The $130 was a retainer. It came from Trump personally. Didn't come from his campaign. Wasn't hush money. It was literally a retainer to his personal attorney for expenses he may or may not have had. Now, believe me, I've had an attorney for the last 16 freaking years. I spent a crap ton of money with him. Every time my retainer runs out, I have to send him more money. That's how it works. Every time Mr. Cohen's retainer ran out, which it looks like Donald Trump was paying him about $35,000 each time, he would send him another $35,000. Now, if you do that by four, that's $140,000. For those of you who can't do math real quick, I can. It's $140,000 in four $35,000 retainers. It was $130,000 payoff. See how that kind of works? Pretty close to that number, isn't it? But he goes on. So he says, look, this non-disclosure agreement, these agreements are very common among celebrities and people of wealth, which is true. In this case, it is in full force and effect and will be used in arbitration for damages against Ms. Clifford, Stormy Daniels. So what he's saying is arbitration is when you don't go in front of the judge. It's not a court case. You go mediate it. You go arbitrate it. So what they do is they get into a room, they go back and forth, and they say, hey, how can we solve this problem? How can we not go in front of the judge? How can we not do this? How can we get together right now and arbitrate this and solve this problem and be done? Because you, Ms. Daniels or Ms. Clifford, you're you're in violation of the non-disclosure agreement. See where I'm going here? The agreement was used to stop the false and extortionist accusations made by Ms. Daniels about this affair. With me so far? Final tweet. Despite already having signed a detailed letter admitting that there was no affair prior to its violation by Ms. Clifford and her attorney, this was a private agreement. Money from the campaign or campaign contributions played no role in this transaction. Now, I've said all that. I went to Twitter to get that because that's not normally the way Donald Trump speaks. I mean, it's not. And I'm not talking about me doing his voice or Chris doing his voice. That's not the normal language Donald Trump uses. So an attorney wrote that. Let's just get that out there right now. But what did it do? What did this do? This literally, you know why they got Michael Cohen? You know the charge they got Michael Cohen on? Wasn't campaign fraud? Wasn't lying under oath? Wasn't perjury? It was bank fraud. Because they said that Michael Cohen took a home equity line of credit out on his house to pay this. Which if you ever have taken a home equity line of credit on your house, which I did in my first house, if you've ever done that, you use that, you have to tell them why you're using that line of credit. Be it to pay debt, be it to renovate your house, whatever. They were saying that Michael Cohen did not disclose properly why he took that money. So that's a violation. That's what they were holding him for. They were holding him on bank fraud. Well, now the source that said that while the matter was embarrassing for Donald Trump, it strikes a blow to the heart of the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York's case against Michael Cohen. Now, once again, I'm going to lay this out to you. We're going to go into this in much more depth here in the next segment because I'm just laying it out and getting started here. But Donald Trump is a genius. And for those of you out there that think that Rudy Giuliani didn't know what he was doing, you're wrong. Wrong. He knew exactly what he was doing. And it is not a crime for Donald Trump to personally pay for his personal attorney. It's not a crime. There's no crime there. The attorney does other work for Donald Trump, and he owns business. The guy's a billionaire. I'm sure he has several attorneys on retainer. They just thought, the left just thought, they were going to roll Michael Cohen. The left thought that they were going to get Michael Cohen in there and he was going to sing like a canary. And yet it hasn't happened. So now what does Donald Trump do? He sends out Giuliani and says, hey, let's get this out in the open. Let's be done. And by the way, Ty Cobb retired, or in layman's terms, you fired. He got fired. I mean, he literally got fired. We're going to talk about that coming up here in the rest of this first hour. I mean, I'm going to take this whole entire first hour. We're going to talk about this interview. We're going to talk about Ty Cobb. We're going to get into this stuff. And we're going to talk about presidential powers because Trump has them. You're going to want to stick around. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. I want to hear your opinion. Do you think Donald Trump did the right thing with Rudy Giuliani? I do. Matt Locke, the conservative cartel. Don't go anywhere. I'm just getting started this Thursday morning.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
In the middle. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
There is only one supplement you need to increase energy, deepen your sleep, reduce joint pain, and more. GHR Platinum contains natural ingredients that elevate your mood and even help you lose stubborn body fat, not to mention what it does for one's libido. GHR Platinum contains no GMO and is gluten-free. It's all organic and fortified with ultra-tropene. Men and women alike will start feeling well with its natural growth hormone releaser. Don't wait. Call 833-434-4529 right now and get a special half-price deal for you and your partner. 833-434-4529. GHR Platinum will amaze you with renewed vitality, so don't wait. Call right now. 833-434-4529.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. This Thursday morning, Matt Locke here flying solo today. Chris X is on an aeroplane somewhere, probably over Texas right now, be my guess, heading out to Alabama. So for those of you asking on the Conservative Cartel and the Liberty Eagle Facebook page, first of all, thank you for watching over there. But secondly, he is playing a baseball tournament this weekend. He plays in a 40 or 50 and over league. I'm not sure which, but he goes out there and plays baseball, and there's a big tournament. I used to play in that tournament in Alabama a few years back. I haven't played baseball in about 3 or 4 years, but he's going to be gone today, tomorrow, and Monday. So it's just me and Ron Phillips, Sexual Chocolate, flying the mothership. But we'll keep you informed. We'll let you know what's going on. Do not despair. You're in good hands. I swear it. I swear to God, I'll tell you the truth. You want to be part of the program? Here's how you do it. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. Now, if you get a minute, head over to patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. They're a great company, great conservative company that gives you telephone service and sells you phones. But what they also do, which is fantastic, is they take a part of your premium, part of your phone payment, and they give it to conservative causes like the Family Research Council, like the NRA, which the convention is in town this week in Dallas. Sexual Chocolate and I will be heading over there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hey, you can head over there, too, if you're in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you can head to Booth 137, and you can talk to Patriot Mobile yourself. But give them some love. Show them patriotmobile.com, 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Use the code CARTEL, and you will get your activation fee. Wait, but I was talking about this Sean Hannity, Rudy Giuliani interview last night on Fox News. Now, you got to think about this for a second. Hannity's a bud. I mean, he's a bud of Trump. I mean, we just found that out, that he's in deep and all that stuff. And everybody's like, oh, gosh, he's a lackey. Oh, yeah, he did. Whatever. But you can't think for a second that Sean Hannity, Rudy Giuliani, and Donald Trump don't know what's going on. Now, I want to get into this real quick. We don't have a lot of time in this segment, but I want to fill you in on what's going on, because we're going to hit on it again in the third segment, because I think it's important. I think this information is important. Now, on Hannity, Giuliani said Trump repaid Cohen over several months by putting him on a retainer of $35,000 when he was doing no work for the president. He said, I said that's how he's repaying it, with a little profit and a little margin for paying taxes, said Giuliani, who added that Trump didn't know about the specifics of the payment. As far as I know, but he did not know about the general arrangement that Michael would take care of things like this, like I take care of things like this for my clients. I don't burden them with every single thing that comes along. And he's right. I have an attorney. I don't talk to my attorney every day. He doesn't burden me with things that come up. He just takes care of them. Sends me an invoice at the end of the month and says, here's what I did. Here's what it cost. Here you go. And this is how much of your retainer I used. And after that retainer runs out, I send him another check. I know it sucks, but I have an ex-wife who's the devil. There's no other way to say it. I have to have an attorney. You got to do it. But look, the net effect of the disclosure, the source said, is that it takes any potential Federal Election Commission violation off the table as Trump paid the money from his personal funds. The argument here is that if Trump paid the money himself, there was no illegal campaign contribution. See, this is pure genius. This is absolutely pure genius on the part of Donald Trump. So what? So what if it's a little embarrassing for Donald Trump? Do you think he cares? Do you think he gives a crap what the liberal left media thinks about him or what they're going to write? No! And you see what they write. We talk about it every day on this program. These people don't care. They're out to get Trump, and he said, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to show you. Look, stick around. I got a little bit more on this story. We've got Ty Cobb out. We've got Emmett Flood in. We're going to talk a little bit about the roller coaster or the musical chairs of attorneys in the Trump administration. Don't go anywhere. Matlock, Conservative Cartel. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
Wayne Allyn-Root here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. Get the...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as the release of three Americans who've been held by North Korea is now reportedly imminent. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani telling Fox News it's happening today. Retired General Major Jack Keane, a Fox News military analyst, says he's not surprised to hear it, with that summit coming up between President Trump and Kim Jong-un.
And just recently, our National Security Advisor Ambassador Bolton mentioned it publicly as a sign of good faith that Kim Jong-un is serious about these talks and about denuclearizing, so let's release these hostages before the talks, and he's doing it.
The Labor Department reporting this morning that first-time jobless claims were up by 2,000 last week from the week before to 211,000. Experts were expecting the number to come in at about 224,000. Steepest increases in claims in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke here, flying solo. Chris X is out for today, tomorrow, Monday. So you've got me through the next 3 days. And I'll tell you, the NRA convention is coming to Dallas here tomorrow. So if you're around, you need to check it out. If you're going to be over there, you might run into me. Not going to miss me. I'll be in full cartel gear. I'm 6'5", 250. Hard to miss. Big, loud voice. You're going to hear me halfway across that place. But check it out. That's what I'm going to do. But welcome back to the program. I'd like to be part of it. Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. I'm covering this whole Rudy Giuliani Sean Hannity interview that was on Fox News last night. I'm watching the weather because I told you as the show started that we've got some pretty good sized storms moving into the area. It looks like they're going to hit around about another hour from now, about 10:30-ish Central Standard Time. So if you lose us, you lose us. That'll be it for the day. We're going to get in as much as we can, and hopefully we'll get in all 2 hours. That's all I can say. But a lot of people on social media think that Rudy Giuliani screwed up last night. They think that he went to the Hannity interview, that he gave away the house, that he gave away the farm, and that Trump's in trouble. And I don't agree with that. And if you agree or disagree, give me a call. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466 is the number. So that's how you can talk to me. But there's more to this story. There's a lot more to this story because I want you to think about something for a second. A private citizen, Donald Trump, paid his private attorney, Michael Cohen, to do private attorney work for him. Did you get that so far? Not one taxpayer dollar was spent on Michael Cohen. Not one. Not one dollar. Not one penny of my tax money, your tax money, Sexual Chocolate's tax money went to Michael Cohen. But you know where your money went? To the slush fund in the House and Senate that pays for their sexual deviance. Yeah. You knew that, right? We've talked about that on this program before. There is an actual slush fund that pays for congressmen and women and their sexual assaults and their sexual misconduct. You and I pay for it. You know who we don't know who's on? We don't know who's on that list. We don't know how much money it is. We don't know how much money's been spent. But we know it's there. And you're paying for that. You're paying for that. You know what you didn't pay for? Michael Cohen. Because Donald Trump paid for it out of his own pocket. And no one cares, including me, no one cares if Donald Trump had sex with a porn star. No one. And that he may have done it in 2006. You know why the left's so mad about that? It's because Donald Trump likes women. Now, if he would have had a gay affair or something, they'd probably be applauding it, right? Oh, yeah, LGBT, he's so diverse. Oh, my goodness, Donald Trump, that's great. Maybe not. But look, Giuliani said Cohen told the president that he had incurred the expenses on Trump's behalf and they required repayment. The former mayor said Trump was not aware that the expenses included a $130,000 payment to Daniels, who was under an NDA, by the way, a non-disclosure agreement, which she did not uphold, right? So meanwhile, while all of this is going on, while Donald Trump is clearing, see, I was going to say clearing after Trump, see how that worked? While Donald Trump is clearing the air, Michael Avenatti, the attorney for Ms. Daniels, tweeted his reaction to Giuliani's Hannity comments. Here's what he said. Now, this guy's a scumbag. He's a sleazeball. He worked for the Democratic Party back about 15 years ago. He wants to go back into politics, and he set himself up for a run for a political office because that's what these slimeballs do, right? He says, look, we predicted months ago that it would be proven that the American people had been lied to as to the $130,000 payment, what Mr. Trump knew, when he knew it, and what he did in connection with it. He says, every American, regardless of their politics, should be outraged. That's tweet number one. Tweet number two. By what we have now learned, Mr. Trump, and that's what he said, we should be outraged by what we have now learned. Sorry. Mr. Trump stood on Air Force One and blatantly lied. This followed the lies told by others close to him, including Mr. Cohen. This should never be acceptable in our America. We will not rest until justice is served. And then he put hashtag BASTA, B-S-T-A. Do you know what BASTA is, Producer Ron? B-A-S-T-A?
I do not.
Well, it's Spanish for enough. So, you know, first of all, you've got the hush money or the $130,000 or whatnot, but then you got to throw the Spanish in there just so we can hit the politics. You got to have the identity politics in there. We got to BASTA. It's enough. Because we got to hit the Spanish. So, later in an appearance on Fox News, at night with Shannon Bream, White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley said White House officials were unaware of what topics would be discussed on the Hannity show. So, look, the White House was not included. I'm sure there was a text or some kind of call between Giuliani, Trump, and Hannity of what was going to happen. I'm sure this was a setup. I mean, you don't think for a second that Donald Trump isn't in control. I mean, the left wants you to think Donald is stupid. He's not. He's not. But that wasn't all that was talked about on the Hannity interview. I mean, I've hit that pretty closely. I've given you my thoughts and my opinion. They may or may not be right. Do your own research. That's from Fox News. But also in the Giuliani interview, he told Hannity that Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein should end the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian officials in the interest of justice. So I think I said this on the program about a week ago. Rudy Giuliani was brought onto this Trump team to end the special investigation because we have seen and we have found out that there is zero collusion, which collusion isn't even a crime. There is no... What am I thinking here? There's no collusion and there's no, you know, injustice being involved here. Because supposedly Donald Trump is hiding everything from us. So Giuliani says there's been no government misconduct. The crimes now have all been committed by the government and their agents. Boy, is that not correct. I mean, I've got some tweets from Peter Stroke and Lisa Page that are just crazy. Now, Giuliani said that Trump had dismissed Comey because Comey would not, among other things, say that Trump wasn't a target of the Russian investigation, which is what Rod Rosenstein has said. Donald Trump is not a target of the Russian collusion investigation. He's entitled to that. Hillary Clinton got that during the email investigation, and he couldn't get that, and Trump couldn't get that. You can't blame the president for feeling I'm not being treated the same way as Clinton was. Now, look. And all of this, and I'm going to wrap this up with this because we're going to head on to the next story here. In all of this, we do know Hillary Clinton was interrogated by Jim Comey. Not under oath. They wrote an exoneration letter months before the investigation concluded. And they gave Hillary Clinton's attorneys, plural, they gave him a free pass. They said, oh, you know, we're not going to hold you anything. You're good to go. We're not going to hold you in anything. But yet we've got Michael Cohen being grilled. And whatever happened in this country to guilty until proven innocent? I mean, that's a crazy thing. And that brings me to the next story. These all go together today. I mean, it's crazy how this stuff kind of commingles. Because now we're seeing, as President Trump's leading defense lawyer, Ty Cobb, is retiring. Which is code for you're fired. I mean, let's just call it what it is. I mean, the guy said he was going to retire. They've been saying he's going to retire. This has been in the news for 3 or 4 months. I mean, maybe he is retiring. But Ty Cobb's leaving. Emmett Flood will be joining the White House staff to represent the president and administration against the Russian witch hunt, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement. Ty Cobb, a friend of the president, who has done a terrific job, will be retiring at the end of the month. Now, I want you to think about this for a second because Steve Bannon weighed in on this. Y'all remember Steve, right? Steve was in the White House, runs Breitbart, pretty free-thinking guy, talks quite frequently, is very, very out in front of everything that's going on. Very conservative, by the way. Ty Cobb repeatedly set deadlines by which he thought Mueller was going to end his investigation. First it was Thanksgiving, and then it was Christmas, and then it was March. I don't know why you would do that. And Ty Cobb was the guy behind wanting Donald Trump to sit down with Mueller. Wrong move. I mean, Donald Trump should never sit down with Robert Mueller. If he does sit down with Mueller, the things that ought to be discussed is... I want the exoneration letter now. I want to see it. I want this investigation taped, audio or video, whatever. I don't care because I want people to see what actually is happening. I mean, we did a little skit back and forth yesterday, Chris X and I did, about, you know, what Donald Trump would or would not do. But Robert Mueller wanted to interview Donald Trump for 12 hours. Why? Why? I would love to hear your opinion. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. What in the world? And we saw the leaked questions, by the way. The questions got leaked, the Mueller questions, about what did you think, Donald Trump, when you fired Jim Comey? I thought he was a slimeball. Read my Twitter. Okay, we're done. Kind of stuff. So all these artificial deadlines, all this stuff going on with Ty Cobb. Well, Jay Sekulow, who has his own show, by the way, fantastic guy. He's part of the Trump attorney team, felt that he needed someone that was more aggressive. Giuliani told the Washington Post about Flood replacing Cobb because we have Emmett Flood replacing Ty Cobb. Now, Emmett Flood has been an attorney on the Clinton impeachment. He was an attorney for George W. Bush, for Dick Cheney. So this guy's been around the White House a little bit. He's aggressive. And Steve Bannon came out, and this is interesting to me, because I really don't care. To you, to the average citizen of this country, I don't think we really care who's on the Trump attorney team. You and I all know that this Russia deal is nothing but a witch hunt. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's an investigation in search of a crime. They haven't found the crime. I mean, Mueller's been doing this for a year. He hasn't found anything. But we have found text messages from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. We found all of the deviousness that is Andrew McCabe. We know that his wife got paid via the Clinton Global Initiative. We know that Comey leaked classified memos. We know all that. I mean, that's verifiable. That's in the news. We know that Hillary Clinton, under subpoena, destroyed 33,000 emails. We know that Hillary Clinton smashed her Blackberries with a ball-peen hammer. We know that Hillary Clinton, to avoid the Freedom of Information Act, used a personal server that was hacked. We know that the DNC server was hacked. We know all this. We know Anthony Weiner had classified information on a personal laptop. We know all this. Those are all crimes. But yet we've got nothing on Donald Trump. So Steve Bannon, he comes out and he says, look, Cobb was a mistake from the beginning. Ty Cobb, the attorney. He is the author of a legal strategy that was as radical as it was unwise. The unprompted and immediate waiving of executive privilege, his persistent overpromising and underperforming leaves Rudy and Emmett Flood an enormous mess to clean up. He's not wrong. It is an enormous mess. It's a witch hunt. We've got Mueller in search of a crime. Now, at least one leftist commentator was upset at the news of Cobb's replacement. Now, you know you're on the right track if the left's upset. He says, quote, Ty Cobb is the only Trump lawyer who hasn't had his reputation totally ruined by the association with Trump. Ty Cobb has been all about cooperation with the Mueller investigation. He's been a voice of reason, argues above the law editor Eli Mistel. Now, you know Ty Cobb needed to go when the left said he's the only voice of reason. He was the only one that was openly trying to work with Mueller. Because that's what the left wants. They want this witch hunt to produce something that makes Trump look bad. Quote, getting rid of Cobb suggests a far more aggressive posture towards the investigation, Mistel suggests. Our slow-moving constitutional crisis could turn into a full-on train wreck soon enough. Now, don't you think that this is going to be a full-on train wreck that Mr. Mistel would be hoping for that to happen? It's funny, the left will tell you exactly what they do and do not want. There you have it. Look, don't go anywhere. We've got presidential power. I'm going to finish up this first hour. It's unbelievable. One more segment. You want to be part of the program? Pat, the Patriot Mobile Hotline's open, 202-866-7466. Matt Locke, the Conservative Cartel, rolls on.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The Conservative Cartel.
Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
So y'all caught my little slip, which was not a slip, because I said it on purpose. I just wanted to see if you were awake out there. In this country now, you are guilty until proven innocent. I mean, this is just the way this place works, and it's exactly what I meant. I didn't mean innocent until proven guilty. I meant guilty until proven innocent. This is where we're at. I mean, look at the whole Cohen deal right now. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous what we're dealing with. Look at the right. Look at the Russian witch hunt. Look at all the stuff that we are dealing with right now. You are guilty in this country if you're a conservative until proven innocent. It isn't innocent until proven guilty anymore, and I said that on purpose. Glad you caught it, by the way. Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. My name's Matt Locke. Riding solo today. Well, actually, with Sexual Chocolate. Not really riding solo. He's in there flying the mothership. He's awful quiet in there, Rod Phillips. You're awful quiet in there. What you doing in there?
I got stuff going on, dude. It takes a lot of energy to fly.
You a busy guy flying that mothership in there? He's good at flying the mothership. And we hope that the mothership kind of waves through the storm because there is... there's a huge line of rain coming. I'm looking at it at every break, and it's getting closer and closer, and it looks like it's going to hit here in about 30 minutes. So we seriously hope that this thing continues to fly. The mothership may get struck by lightning. I mean, we know something else that got struck by lightning. Ron Phillips, Sexual Chocolate is bad news when it comes to lightning.
Yeah, I seem to attract it.
Yeah, you do. You're like electric. I mean, I'm telling
you.
I'm
electric.
You're like a lightning rod. He's a lightning rod. But look, if you want to be part of the program, we can. We've got a little short segment here. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. If you want to be part, I mean, I'm talking about this whole entire Hannity interview, Giuliani, Michael Cohen, Donald Trump, and now we're going to get into presidential powers in Article 2 of the Constitution. Because the president has powers. This is the reason we elect these people, to get crap done. And that's why the left is going after Donald Trump and his people, and they're guilty until proven innocent. That's the way it goes with the left, right? But now President Trump is ticked off, and he told the Justice Department yesterday, tearing into officials for not cooperating with document requests from congressional Republicans while warning he could use the powers of the presidency to intervene in the dispute. See, the intelligence community is slow walking everything. We just saw, after months of asking, the Comey memos, and they were highly redacted. I mean, there was a subpoena to the FBI, the intelligence agencies, to produce these memos, which were classified, which is against the law, which Jim Comey broke. But no one seems to be talking about that. No one seems to be talking about the laws that Andrew McCabe broke. No one seems to be talking about what Jim Comey did. No one seems to be talking about what Hillary Clinton did because they're not Republicans. Hell, Hillary Clinton's having a fundraiser with her and Bill and Chelsea, and they're going to raise some more money for their charity. That's not a charity. I mean, it's a money laundering scheme. So Donald Trump came out. This was May 2nd, so this would have been yesterday. It seems like an eternity because Donald Trump tweets about 30 times a day. A rigged system, he says. They don't want to turn over documents to Congress. What are they afraid of? Why so much redacting? Why such unequal justice? At some point, I will have no choice but to use the powers granted to the presidency and get involved. Here you go. Now, the president didn't specify the documents he says the DOJ won't release. He also didn't say which presidential powers he was referring to. Though it could be anything from declassifying files, because president can do that. President can declassify anything. All the way to extracting documents sought by Congress to perhaps intervening in the Russian probe. Trump's tweets come as Fox News confirmed that the Department of Justice sent a letter on Monday to two Republican lawmakers declining to provide the full scope memo related to the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russian probe, saying it pertains to an ongoing criminal investigation. There you go. We have presidential powers. Donald Trump has presidential powers, and he can use them. And he should. It's a witch hunt. And there's the first hour. I can't believe that. God, it goes so fast. Look, don't fret. Hour two coming right at you. Got much more. We got illegals. We got Facebook. We've got all kinds of stuff. Conservatism. Backlogs. Hillary Clinton. Stormy Daniels. CNN. Stick around. The cartel will be right back right after this.
In a world filled with selfie sticks, pumpkin spice lattes, and reality TV, it's good to get away from it all. I've learned so much from BattleBots. While my wife receives monthly lip balm and glittery lotion, I'm receiving items that could actually save our lives. BattleBots has introduced me to new brands and new products that haven't even been released yet. And in this world today, you just never know when you're going to need it.
Visit BattleBots.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.